Are you up to date on your drunk celebrities?
Goofy gossip.
B-movies and boy bands?
Yeah.
Katie is.
Especially the boy bands. Let's see who can out Katie.
In Katie Crush.
With JKJ.
Yeah, it's time to have some fun with this silly game that we call Katie Crush. Hi, Michaela. You made it through.
Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Thanks for playing along. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I called last year. I've never played this game, but yeah. I don't know if you remember me or not, but you called me Boring Michaela.
Oh, no.
I don't remember that, but let's see
if
you...
It was for Jelly Roll. You ended up giving me Jelly Roll, or not Jelly Roll, yeah, tickets and...
Yeah, so far you're living up to the name, Michaela.
I know.
So you've played Katie Crush before?
No, I have not.
Oh. Never played this before.
What did you win the Jelly Roll tickets for?
You felt so bad for me that I was so boring that you ended up winning the
tickets. Is that what happened? All right. That sounds like something I might do. Yeah, definitely. Well, Michaela, like, do you work? Do you have a job, a family?
I do. I do. I have 2 adult kids, and I work as a banker.
Nice. Well, thank you for working so hard and being a good mama bear.
Well, thanks.
Katie, you want to say anything to Boring Michaela?
I don't care what Jeremy says. You don't sound boring at all.
Let's bring the fun this round, okay?
Let's bring it, Michaela.
That sounds good. Well, since then, I've gotten divorced, so I'm trying real hard not to be boring anymore.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Now she's looking for love.
Yeah.
Now she's horny, Michaela.
Okay.
Oh, God.
You ain't got to spread that rumor.
Oh, God. Jeez. Michaela, I need you to tell Katie to get the heck out of the studio.
Okay. I'm sorry, Katie. You got to leave, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, we got to play this game. So she's going to go into a room where she can't hear anything, Michaela. I come up with a question, so there's no cheating. And she's making her way in there. I can see through the glass. All right. We'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back into the studios, too, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, let's do the damn thing. What was the name of the massive red dog owned by Emily Elizabeth?
Clifford.
All right. Second question. Bet you can't eat just one is what potato chips slogan?
I'm going to go with Ruffles.
Ruffles. Here is your third question. I got to tiptoe around this one, Michaela. There might be little kids listening. What celebrity famously made a candle that smells like her?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Okay, yeah, we'll just leave it with that. And here's your fourth question: what actor plays Iron Man?
Oh my gosh. He's in Less Than Zero. I'm totally blanking out, even though I know him.
You want to pass?
Yeah, pass, please.
And here's your fifth and final question. The term, quote, bend and snap comes from what movie?
Legally Blonde.
All right, we'll get Katie back in here. She's making her way back in.
Hey, hi.
Hi. Let me add up hers really quick. Okay.
Did Michaela spice things up in here?
Kinda.
Okay.
All right, you ready to play, Katie?
Yes.
All right, what was the name of the massive red dog that was owned by Emily Elizabeth?
Clifford the Big Red Dog, right?
Yay.
You love those books?
Michaela, you said the same thing.
Yay, Michaela. Okay.
Bet you can't eat just one is what potato chips slogan.
Oh, is that Pringles? Pringles. I'm going to say Pringles. No, it's once you pop, you can't stop.
Too bad, you already said it. No, wait, did you hear that? Michaela, you said Ruffles. No, we're looking for Lay's potato chips. Lay's.
I know better than that.
I know, right? It's a food one.
I know my chips.
Okay, this one is a difficult question because I got to be careful how I say it. What celebrity? Celebrity famously made a candle that smells like her. Her bits and pieces.
Gwyneth Paltrow did that, huh? With her goop.
Yeah, Michaela, you got that one too. Yay! Bits and pieces. Yeah,
hard to forget that one, huh?
It's hard to forget. Katie, what actor plays Iron Man?
Robert Downey Jr.
Is that who you're trying to think of, Michaela? Because you said pass on that one.
Oh, no.
I know.
All right. And your fifth and final question for the crush. The term, quote, bend and snap comes from what movie?
Oh, it's Legally Blonde. Yay. Stifler's mom or Jennifer Coolidge, right?
Michaela, you said the same thing.
Oh, no.
But Katie got four. Michaela, you got three today. Womp womp. Katie
you
crushed
were anything
you today.
But boring, I have to tell you.
You were okay.
You were fun.
You were so.
You're fun. This was a good time. Like,
thanks, Katie.
You
I like
change
you.
Her
thanks.
Nickname.
Michaela, did you have a good time?
I had a great time.
Yay.
Okay, thank
good.
You.
You're very welcome. Like all right, you're not boring anymore.
Good.
All right, thanks.
You're now mildly entertaining Michaela.
All right, I'll take it.
That is correct. Michaela, you have a great day. Thanks for calling and having some fun with us. We appreciate
thanks.
You.
All right, thank you.
All right, have
bye,
a good
Michaela.
Day. Bye,
Michaela.
Bye.